When Claire Ormiston's relatives asked her what she wanted for her forthcoming 100th birthday, they weren't prepared for her cheeky reply. The centenarian-to-be wasn't content with just a card from the Queen and some nice classical music. She wanted a male stripper instead. Claire's daughter, Marguerite, recalled, "We asked Mum in June what she wanted for her party, and she came up with a couple of suggestions. The first one was actually a seat on the moon. Seeing as that was pretty impossible, I said, 'What about something else?' And she said, 'A stripper.' I couldn't believe it. She's got a wicked sense of humour. I nearly fell off my chair." Former Secretary Claire's saucy wish came true when a male stripper called Scorpion paid her a visit on her 100th birthday last Friday. And Claire's relatives and fellow residents at Glenfield Residential Home in Whitehall, Birmingham, also lapped up the raucous entertainment. Claire admitted, after Scorpion stripped down to his pants in front of her, "I enjoyed that. It definitely put a smile on my face." Matron Barbara Hancock said the party was a bit different to the one she had imagined. She recalled, "I said to Claire, 'We'll have a nice big cake, and what about a little classical music quartet?' When she told us what she wanted, we could not believe it." Her son-in-law burst out laughing. She then said, "You think I'm old, don't you? But I'm just coming out." Claire, who has three children, three grandchildren and two great-grandchildren, was born and bred in Birmingham. Her husband Lawrence died 3 years ago, but birthday girl Claire has remained full of life. Marguerite said, "I think it's her wicked sense of humour that has kept her going." Scorpion, real name John Green, revealed that it was the first time he had performed at a 100th birthday bash. He added, "Claire said she's always wanted to see a stripper. Well, she's waited a long time. But it was a very special day and she really enjoyed it."